Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DiCaro. Looking for family fun this winter? Join Northwestern Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Marian Hossa will not play tonight when the Blackhawks host Winnipeg, and he may not play for the next few games. Hossa is moving to IR with an upper body injury. Coach Joe Quenneville hopeful Hossa will be back in time for the Winter Classic. Artem Anisimov, however, has been activated and will play tonight against the Jets. The Hawks have yet to beat Winnipeg this season, going 0-2 in the first two matches. Puck drops on this one tonight at 7:30. Bears have only won three games all season and will put a miserable year to bed on Sunday after their final game of the season against Minnesota. Bears head coach John Fox said that despite the Bears' horrible record, his team still has something to play for.
No different than it was a month ago. You know, again, we're evaluating, and I think, our guys understand. You know, I think at this stage, there's a lot of people that have nothing left to play for, so... it's about pride and respect, and it's a division opponent at their place. They've struggled late. I think they've won two out of their last 10. It's going to be who executes, and it's a game in the NFL.
Today, the Bears waived defensive lineman Jimmy Statton from the practice squad. Elsewhere in the league, the Bills have fired head coach Rex Ryan, and they told him to take brother Rob with him. They've both been relieved of their duties. Quarterback Tyrod Taylor has been benched. EJ Manuel gets the start at quarterback this week. Bulls are off today after a win over Indiana last night. They host Brooklyn tomorrow. In college basketball, Big Ten play opens this afternoon. You can hear Illinois face off with Maryland right here at 3:30 on 670 The Score. And in British Premier League soccer, American Bob Bradley fired as Swansea manager after less than 3 months. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, the Hyundai holiday sales event going on now. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season. Only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. I'm Julie DiCaro. You're listening to the official radio home for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
A fan has left the stands, running across the field. And from behind, he's going to be chased. Wow, what a tackle. And down will go that guy. So they stop the play. The clock at 42 seconds to play here in the third quarter. And he was wearing a dark blue poncho. He kind of looked like Batman, didn't he, a little bit? But he did have a nice run. About 61 yards he ran that time.
He needed the Batmobile to get away from the guy.
Yes, he did. Or Robin to give a little interference. So they're going to cuff him. And they're going to throw him in the brink. where he'll spend Christmas night.
Remember in the old...
Merry Christmas, my friend.
Who coaxed him into doing that?
I don't know. You know, they opened the parking lot here about 4.5 hours beforehand. And he was just imbibing and probably a little holiday cheer.
The great Kevin Harlan, who has made a season out of this, and now he'll, no matter what else happens, at some point he will be remembered as the guy who would do play-by-play of idiots running onto the field. Dan Bernstein with you on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Welcoming now Matt Miller on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout and a senior NFL draft columnist for Bleacher Report, who joins us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Hello, Matt. Did you have a nice holiday?
I did. Yeah, I did. It was nice to get a couple days away from work and not do anything. That was good, because now, like, this is my time of year. It's a stretch run in the next 5 months. So it was good, but hopefully you guys had a good one as well.
Indeed I did. Thank you. And we got to watch plenty of football over the weekend. Much of the games moved up to Saturday, seeing a couple meaningful games on Sunday with some playoff positioning at stake. Last night, the Cowboys able to keep the Lions unsure of their playoff future. But at least in a season that, for in large part, has had a lot of games that just felt like filler. Last couple weeks, you've seen it start to matter a little bit, and I'm reminded of why I like the NFL in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, even last night's game, even though Dallas pulled away, like, the first half of that game just felt huge. And, you know, Pittsburgh-Baltimore was the same way. Like, I mean, I told my family, like, listen, Pittsburgh-Baltimore comes on, this is what we're doing. We're watching this game, because they are, I mean, it just starts to feel more like playoff football, you know, and even with some of the injuries that were so tough to watch over the weekend, like, these games all have such a magnitude to them. And so you see New England go out and just, you know, knock the crap out of the Jets, and it's like, okay, they're ready to go. And you see Dallas pull away from a really good Detroit team last night, and you just, I feel like this is a time of year where you really know who the teams are, you know, so it's not like a pretend thing. And you know, for Atlanta to play as well as they did against Carolina, you know, they start to look like a contender. Green Bay has gotten hot here. So it's like the good teams are really starting to pull away from the pack a little bit, I think.
I was looking at one of the many Twitter arguments between Mike Freeman and Pete Prisco, and I don't know the history there. Maybe I don't know what the deal is there, but Freeman is not shy about, and it was a conversation about the value of the running back position. And we have had this conversation over the years, Matt, about not just how much the running back matters, but what values, what actual dollar values or draft slot values teams put on that back. And do you want to get a Jordan Howard in the fifth round or go after an Ezekiel Elliott in the first? And what would be the difference therein? But he was, as part of the argument, showing the correlation between teams that are rolling up a lot of rushing yards and teams that are going to make the playoffs. So have we figured out, do winning teams run because they win, or do they win because they run?
Right, and to your original point, those two, Freeman and Prisco, used to work together for CBS Sports, so it's like a love-hate thing.
Okay, so it's kind of, it's half a bit? Okay.
Yeah, it's there's a little shtick to that, you know, and so it is hilarious to watch now that they don't work for the same place, but, you know, I've always subscribed to the idea that, you know, teams that run more probably do so because they're winning, so you run the ball more late in games, just like teams that throw the ball more are probably doing so because they trail in more games. Now, I've never personally sat down to do that study, but just from, you know, all my years being affiliated with football in one way or another, that's generally how it works, you know, is that, you know, if you're the Cowboys and you get a 14-point lead, you're going to get behind that big offensive line and ride somebody like Ezekiel Elliott to a victory. Now, mm-hmm. You know, so you can look at, like, well, okay, why is Jordan Howard not getting touches? Well, because they're probably trailing in more games, so they're not in situations where they can ride a running back who looks pretty damn good, but is, you know, he's not getting 25, 30 touches a game. So I would say that, you know, generally speaking, and there might be exceptions to it, but, you know, teams like Seattle and Dallas and places like that, they're probably running more because they have a lead right now.
Now, according to most who are projecting this, the Bears can finish with no better a pick than the third overall and no worse a pick than sixth. What is the difference on your board in this draft in between those two spots, third and sixth?
It's not huge, but I'd say the top of my board is Myles Garrett, Leonard Fournette, Jonathan Allen, Jamal Adams, Reuben Foster, and Tim Williams. So all SEC players, and five of the six are on defense. So the difference between three, which is probably Jonathan Allen, who would be a great five technique in a 3-4 defense, he would be a great three technique if you went to a 4-3, and the sixth pick, which is probably, you know, Tim Williams or Reuben Foster, two linebackers, both at Alabama, Williams being more of an edge player, Foster being a true middle backer. And I would say that those are positions of strength for Chicago. So you're probably hoping, if you're at six, that Jamal Adams, the strong safety from LSU, slips down the board. Or, you know, the chances of a quarterback going somewhere in the top five is pretty great. So someone, you know, if Mitch Trubisky from North Carolina enters the draft, is he going to be there at pick number six? You know, chances aren't great, because somebody, whether it's, you know, the Jets or the Browns or the 49ers, would probably make him the pick. So you really want to be there at three, no matter what you're, you know, whatever Ryan Pace falls in love with, a quarterback or a defender, you're in much better shape at three than you are at six in this year's draft. Now, you still get a good player, you still get an impact player, but the chance to get a franchise quarterback or just a rare player in Jonathan Allen, probably not getting that at six.
You start talking about a top 10 safety, that's a pretty small list historically, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. It's a very small list of guys who are true safeties who have gone that early in the draft. And, you know, in recent memory, there haven't been very many either. You know, Eric Reed was, I think, pick number 18. But for the most part, safeties just don't go that early. But Jamal Adams is really special. You know, last year, the first safety went 14, Carl Joseph to Oakland. So there aren't very many instances. And, you know, the year before that, 2015, the first safety was Landon Collins, and he went in the second round. And then there was a little bit of Ronald.
He's pretty good, though, boy. He's pretty good. You know, I think you could justify a first-round grade if you were redoing that.
Yeah, especially now that he, you know, can catch the ball and make some plays. But, you know, I would say that, you know, Jamal Adams is, just looking at recent safeties, would grade out higher than Landon Collins did, would grade out higher than Kenny Vaccaro or Eric Reed, you know, some of these guys who've been, you know, high picks the last few years. And Mark Barron was a top 10 pick at safety in 2012, which was a bad pick, you know, in hindsight. He was too stiff, you know, never had the ability to really play single high in coverage. So taking a box safety top 10 is a little risky, but I think Jamal Adams is enough of a playmaker that, you know, no, I wouldn't draft him at three, but I would take him at six.
For those asking, when's the last time the Bears made a pick like that? We go all the way back to 1990, and that would be the first round, the sixth overall pick, Mark Carrier out of USC, who ended up being the defensive rookie of the year that year. I think he had double-digit interceptions, if I remember correctly, and then made three Pro Bowls. So there is precedent for the Bears being right on that, that not everybody ends up being major right, or Chris Conte.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you take a safety high, it's odd. They pan out pretty well. Eric Berry, Earl Thomas, you know, guys like that. I would say Mark Barron in the last 5 to 6 years is probably the only one that didn't play to his draft stock. But he's become a pretty good outside linebacker. So maybe I think with him, just the read was wrong on him. You know, Alabama safety, everybody thought that he was just going to come in and be this Sean Taylor-like stud. And that really wasn't who he was. But, you know, Harrison Smith was a first-rounder. He's been very, very good for Minnesota. I mean, the track record at safety is pretty damn good in the first round.
You're looking at some bowl games now, the minor bowl games, but there are still names. I mean, there are guys who have already played, might be guys on the field today. Maybe you're talking about the Pinstripe Bowl or what we're watching right now, and Temple playing Wake Forest. Has anybody with their performances in the last week or so improved their stock to the point where we say, yeah, I gotta look more, go back, look at more tape, and get a better read on this guy?
Yeah, Harold Landry at Boston College had a great day, you know, had a pick, made a ton of big plays. So he was a guy where he was on my radar already, because I kept hearing, like, hey, this kid might come out, you might want to do some work on him. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna check him out. And he was great in the ball game. So that causes me to now, okay, I'm going to go back and watch more. And because, you know, it was just against Maryland, like, let's see him do some other things against maybe some better teams. So other guys who stood out to me, here's an interesting name for you. Josh Allen, the quarterback at Wyoming. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really starting to fall in love with this kid because this is not a great quarterback class, as we've talked about. So I see this 6'5", 220-pound quarterback with a huge arm and mobility. And so when you if you are the type of evaluator that loves traits, like Josh Allen should be your guy at quarterback. Now, I haven't seen enough of him yet to, like, say, you know, if he's a first-rounder or not, but he played very well against BYU in a loss. And that's a BYU is a tough team. Like, that's a really just soundly coached football team. And so I was intrigued by him. BYU's running back, Jamal Williams, looked really good as well. I mean, y'all are set a running back in Chicago, so probably not taking a whole lot of peeks at that position. But that was a very good game to watch, the Poinsettia Bowl, to just see some guys who are going to be, you know, we're going to be talking about them as top players at their positions in this year's draft if Josh Allen does decide to enter.
Who was the UCLA quarterback a couple years ago when you started talking about traits? And I remember there were some Jay Cutler comps. Brett Hundley, right?
Brett Hundley, yeah.
And Brett Hundley was, you know, another guy that said, look, you're sort of on the hoof. You like what you see. And I hadn't really heard anything about his level of development. But when you say this is somebody where you start talking about traits, that was a guy that said, look, he's going to need a lot of work, but he has some of those traits.
Yeah, and Brett Hundley's an interesting guy because he is one of those players that was floated as, you know, a couple of years, he could be a first-rounder because, man, there was a lot to like there. But, you know, 3 years in, he just never got better. He never developed those traits. And so you really started to question the scheme that he was in and, you know, was he really getting help from the coaching staff and, you know, what is he able to do from a progression standpoint? And so you compare that to the kid they have now, Josh Rosen, who is hurt right now but will be back next year. And Rosen is, like, miles ahead of where Brett Hundley was. Like, he'll be the first quarterback drafted next year as long as he's healthy. So, and now Hundley's, you know, back up in Green Bay, and he actually got in a little bit this past week because of the blowout. But, yeah, that was a kid that was just, you know, an athlete and had a pretty good arm, but never seemed to put it all together from a mental standpoint. And now he gets to kind of sit and watch Aaron Rodgers do it, which should hopefully help him out because he definitely had a lot to like.
Now let's talk NFL a little bit, that we've got some coaching movement now. People are wondering, why would the Pegulas fire the Ryan brothers? And they really made a point of firing, but, you know, to make sure this other Ryan is out too. Take your big fat buddy with you. And they might get a jump on the free agent coaching market here if there's somebody they want that they feel that they can act on. Because there are those saying, well, why do it now? I'm certain that they have a reason, but you're going to have the Rams job. You're going to have the Jacksonville job. You're going to have the Buffalo job. How do you see this unfolding, especially with apparently that Tom Coughlin is going to coach somewhere? It seems to be the only certainty here.
Yeah, what's amazing, though, is that, like, you know, everyone's doing it now. You know, Jeff Fisher was fired a couple weeks ago. Gus Bradley was fired, now Rex Ryan. But you're doing that to get a jump on the teams who are going to wait until the end of Week 17 to make their decision. So, like you said, you know, Tom Coughlin's got a good shot to get a job somewhere. And, you know, in Buffalo, we might see the running backs coach, who was promoted to offensive coordinator, who's now the interim head coach, might actually be the guy. Anthony Lynn might be the next head coach. So it is going to be pretty fascinating to see how the dominoes fall, you know. And in L.A., there's all the talk about wanting an offensive coach to develop Jared Goff and Todd Gurley. In Jacksonville, it's kind of the same thing. Like, they hired a defensive coach and it didn't work, so you tend to go the other way. You know, and now we want to hire an offensive guy to try to fix Blake Bortles and to get all these wide receivers, you know, play. And the guy who I would be most interested in is Sean Payton. Like, I would – and I said this, you know, last week. Mm-hmm. Like, man, I would be calling the Saints and asking, what's it going to cost? Because the Rams don't have a first-rounder, but they have a second, and they have a compensatory third. And you can trade compensatory draft picks now. So I don't know what it's going to cost, but I would be finding out because of his track record of developing quarterbacks. And, you know, I know we talked about John Gruden last week. It doesn't sound like he's going to try to get, you know, back into coaching. It doesn't sound like Tony Dungy wants to get back into coaching. So I think Sean Payton's name should be the hottest one out there. You know, with Coughlin, it's like running for president. You know, the first thing you look at is how old they are, and that becomes an issue. You know, you think, well, okay, how long are they going to last? How long can we have a 4 or 5 year plan with a 70-year-old coach? And it's tough, but that's just a big part of the consideration, is especially if it's L.A. or Jacksonville, where you've got to, you know, plan for 3 to 4 years of a rebuild there, it's tough to bring in someone that old.
I think that's part of it. And when I start looking at age, it isn't so much, you know, where's this guy going to be? It's what's his motivation for wanting to coach right now? And even John Fox at the ripe young age of 60, it's funny how context is such that we're talking about a 60-year-old Kerry Fisher as going way too young. And then we look at John Fox, well, he's 60 years old. I don't know if he's still coaching. Just hiring an old coach here. That for what I've learned after the fact, and I guess the lesson would be for what I've started to wonder about Fox is, are you just working to work? Are you working to say you're a coach and continue to be in the club and cash the checks? And are you as motivated as some of these other guys who are still grinding, still hungry? And that maybe Tom Coughlin is, and they know that. Hell, the guy wouldn't leave when they got rid of him the first time. He was still in the Giants' offices. So I think part of the calculation isn't just where is he going to be 5 years from now, but why does he want to keep coaching?
Yeah. What is your motivation? You know, like, you know, Nick Saban is in his late 60s, but you wouldn't know it. You know, like, I remember when I heard the first time that Nick Saban and Mac Brown were the same age, it was like, get out of here. There's no freaking way. But they are the same age. But Nick Saban is, you know, motivated, and we know why he wants to coach, and he's still doing it at a high level. And one of my problems with the NFL is this, you know, we just recycle everything. You know, a guy gets fired, well, he's been a head coach before, let's hire him. Instead of, you know, looking at Terrell Austin or, you know, Jim Bob Cooter or, you know, Adam Gase is a great example of going to a young coach and letting him do his thing, and the Dolphins are in the playoffs, which no one expected this year.
So. Nobody wants to think about that here. Nobody listening to the show wants to think about it at the moment.
Yeah, you know, or Dave Taub, who's been there and knows what he's doing. And I think he's as good a candidate as any out there to get a head coaching job. But because he's a special teams coordinator, I don't know if he'll get his chance, which is incredible to me, because anyone you talk to will tell you he's one of the best just football coaches at any level right now. So I'm a pretty strong advocate for him to get a job, for Chris Ballard to get a job as GM. And those would be two guys, you know, if I'm the Rams and if you clean house there, it's not going to be a sexy hire, but if you just wanted to build a good football team, those would be the two guys I'd call.
Who works first, again, if either one? It could be none of the above. Gus Bradley, Rex Ryan, Jeff Fisher.
Well, I think Gus Bradley, he could go back to Seattle and be a coordinator right now. And that coaching tree is so big now that I think that will help him. You know, you could go to Atlanta and do some things with Dan Quinn. And there's enough of a, you know, kind of a fraternity of coaches there that he's still young. And I think a lot of people would look at that situation in Jacksonville and say, well, you know, you guys picked the wrong quarterback. And that really screws you. You know, if you bet wrong on the wrong quarterback, it's hard to win in the NFL, especially when you're committed to a guy because he's young and it's not getting the job done. So I would think that Gus Bradley has a shot to get a good job. Rex Ryan probably goes to TV would be my guess. Yes, he's going to make a ton of money doing it. And with Jeff Fisher, I don't know. I can't see an NFL team hiring him, but I could see him maybe taking a year and then getting into the college game. That wouldn't surprise me because I think he does enjoy being around players, and he likes the development aspect, but I can't see another NFL owner hiring him.
Matt, thank you. Happy New Year, and we will talk in 2017.
Looking forward to it, man. Have a good weekend.
That is Matt Miller of Bleacher Report, and that will do it for us. We're going to get out of your way and let you have at some Illini basketball. We thank Mark Schanowski for joining us. We thank Matt Miller for joining us. We thank the producers Matt Abaticola and Shane Reardon. A reminder that I'm going to be back tomorrow. Chris Ranji is going to be sitting in with me, and we'll have all kinds of more fun and interesting things to talk about on the Scores Afternoon Show. Thanks for callers, emailers, texters, sexters, and the like. Keep it here for Illini Buckets, and we will talk again tomorrow afternoon.
It's Pat Hughes. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season. Only $19.99 plus shipping. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD.
This is Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. Dallas Cowboys are so preoccupied with the past, it's potentially screwing up their future because they're not adjusting to the present. 5 years ago, the Cowboys had a top seed. They took their foot off the gas pedal, and they blamed that for why the Giants came in and beat them at Cowboys Stadium and ultimately won a Super Bowl. And because of that, the Cowboys believe they've learned from their past, and now they're going to keep playing their starters in the present. By my estimation, that hurts their potential to win a Super Bowl. Play Dak Prescott, but after a few sharp drives, get him off the football field. And whatever you do, don't leave him out there with a 3-touchdown lead with over 6 minutes to go like he did last night. Because only bad things can happen. Why not learn from other teams around the league, like the Raiders and the Titans, that lost their young quarterbacks to broken legs? The Cowboys want to win in the future. They need to worry about the present, not 5 years ago. I'm Doug Allen.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other, home to top sports on-demand programming, including CBS Sports Experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
Hey, it's Boomer and Carton.
Hey, this is Tim Marchman from Deadspin.
Let's pound the pavement and get some news.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Sports fans, it's Matt Abaticola. Thankfully, the football season is coming to a close here in town. That doesn't mean that maybe you still don't want to go to the final game. And if you're looking for tickets, maybe you want to take a little bit of a road trip for the weekend. Well, here's a great place to do it. It's SeatGeek. You have to have the SeatGeek app. I have it on my phone. It really is the easiest way to find tickets for any kind of venue that you're looking for. Looking for this weekend, the final game up in Minnesota. Tickets starting under $82. Really great value there if you want to take a little road trip, plan something last minute, get up there and see the final game of the season. Or you want to see a game that has some great meaning to it. I know Green Bay is playing up at Detroit, and you could get into that game for around $200. A lot of great seats available for that game, which will decide the Chicago team's division for this season. So take a look at that at SeatGeek. Get it on your phone. Download the app. It really is the best way to find every deal on tickets for anything you're looking for. What SeatGeek does is they price compare for you by searching multiple ticket sites. So it saves you all the time and an energy of going to different websites and puts it all in one spot for you. You'll always find the lowest available price on SeatGeek. They also want to help you get the most bang for your buck. And this is my favorite feature of the app. Each ticket is given a grade based on value. So when you open up the venue you're going to, you'll see large green dots, small red dots. The larger the dot, the better the value. The dark, big green dots, you want to go to those first. Those will be the best value for the tickets. But SeatGeek has something for every budget available. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee. So you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. And I can give all of you out there a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. So here's what you do. You download the SeatGeek app. You go to the settings tab and click add a promo code. You enter promo code Matt, M-A-T-T. That's me. I'm a promo code. And SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first purchase. Download the SeatGeek app. Enter promo code Matt. Do it today. Keep in mind, tickets for the final Chicago game under $82. Green Bay, Detroit, around $200. You got to do it. It's SeatGeek.
Introducing Play.it, home of best-in-class entertainment and storytelling, featuring lifestyle experts and personalities.
Hey, it's Perez Hilton.
This is Michael Rapaport.
I'm Stassi Schroeder.
This is Drinks Champ Radio.
Welcome to the Cosmo Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Ellie Wilson from Rap Radar.
Gamer Tag Radio.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
Relationships, dating, celebrities.
We're going to sit down with the culture's most important voices.
Everything you would talk about with your best friends.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it. Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome
We're gonna make you laugh. We're gonna make you think.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating, pop culture, celebrities.
Give you that news and information.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You want to see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Friday. Mac is back. The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he going to stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. I'm
dangerous. Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Wednesday, America's bosses are going undercover.
It was like crazy.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
We have to send 3 kids to college.
I want to give you $70,000.
More bosses.
You did an awesome job.
More inspirational stories.
I just want to help.
If you were my son, I would be very proud of you.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
It's really nice to have someone believe in you.
CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. Home to top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, 2-time world champion.
Hey, it's Boomer and Carton.
Hey, this is Tim Marchman from Deadspin.
Let's pound the pavement and get some news.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Popular music. 33 years ago, 1983.
Number 3.
Duran Duran, Union of the Snake.
Number 2.
Hall & Oates, Say It Isn't So. The number 1 song this week. 33 years ago in 1983. Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, Say, Say, Say.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
Most popular music. 1 year ago, 2015.
Number 3.
Drake, Hotline Bling.
I know when that hotline bling.
Number 2.
Justin Bieber, Sorry.
Sit down, is it too late to say sorry now?
Number 1 song this week. 1 year ago in 2015. Adele, Hello.
Hello from me.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
To the Score all season for Fighting Illini basketball. We'll carry every game right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
And won it by a score of 88-72. They have won 5 in a row, taking on the Illini, who have now won 6 in a row as we get ready to play here in this game today. The Illini, of course, off the win over Missouri in that game. Maverick Morgan, 19 points, 11 rebounds. It's ironic. Maverick played 111 games in his career. In the first 111 games in his career, he had one double-double. In the last two, he's had two double-doubles.
Well, I mean, he's just, he's that missing piece at Illinois. I mean, Thorne gives you maybe, gives you maybe 18 minutes. But, when you get a guy off the bench with his experience playing in the Big Ten, and the way he's playing right now, it gives Illinois another threat inside. And when he's starting to rebound and play the basketball and the defensive presence, I mean, the last three games, he's been a different player.
Malcolm Hill, 21 points to lead the way for Illinois. Melo Trimble had 21 in the Terrapins' win over UNC Charlotte. And the Terrapins at 12-1. Part of that is built on the fact they've had three games decided by 1 point. They've won them all. And they've had six games won by 6 points or less.
And their young guys, in high school, have won state championships. They're used to winning. They figure out how to win. I played with a great guy named Bruce Douglas, who won two state championships, was a great player. I mean, when he came on the court, he expected, I don't care where he was playing, he always felt like he was going to win a game or figure out how to win a game. And, I mean, they're talented players and they're smart players, and they know how to win. And down the stretch, they've made some big shots and big free throws to win close games.
This will be the 12th ever meeting between Illinois and Maryland. Maryland leads the all-time series 6-5. They're 3-1 against Illinois in College Park. Some of those games over at the old Cole Fieldhouse. We're now at the Xfinity Center here in College Park, Maryland, for today's game. Hopefully the Illini can get a win on what would have been the great Dyke Edelman's 95th birthday today. So maybe that's a good omen.
Oh, called everybody Chief. Chief. I'll never forget that.
Well, he would have been 95 today, but hopefully the Illini can, among other things, get off to a great start in the Big Ten with a road win. These are like gold. This is our first true road game of the year, by the way. The other games have all been on either home court or at neutral sites. Coming up, Doug Altenberger catches up with Mark Turgeon, the head coach of the Maryland Terrapins. What a start he's had in Maryland over the last 5 years plus. We'll get to that, as well as John Gross and the State Farm combination of the game with our own Doug Altenberger. All that straight ahead before tip-off here from Maryland. And this is the pregame show from Learfield.
Are you looking to take control of your energy costs? Thanks to the Illinois Energy Choice Program, you have the power to choose what you pay for your electric supply. Whether you're a business looking for a fixed, reliable rate or a household searching for green energy options, Dynegy is committed to helping you make smart energy choices. Backed by power generating facilities across the state of Illinois, Dynegy is dedicated to providing safe, reliable, affordable energy. Learn more or sign up today by visiting thedynegydifference.com.
The Cooper Tire Take the Money and Run event is back this fall with a reward of up to $70 with the purchase of a new set of four qualifying tires. Choose from the all-terrain Discover AT3, the all-season CS5 Ultra Touring Tire, the pavement gripping Xeon RS3 G1s, or lots of other great Cooper tires. Visit CooperTire.com for reward forms, terms, and conditions, or visit a participating Cooper dealer near you. And get up to $70 back on Cooper Tires at Neil Tire and Auto Service. Find one of 25 locations at NeilTire.com. Kate and Lyle is making food extraordinary. We turn corn grown right here in the heartland into extraordinary ingredients to help our customers make healthier and tastier products enjoyed by millions of consumers around the world. While our business has a global reach, we maintain a strong focus locally, providing comprehensive grain services to our farmers through our elevator network and supporting the communities we both call home. Tate and Lyle, making food extraordinary.
We all have our mountains, the challenges that push us further. At Coors Light, our mountain is brewing the world's most refreshing beer. That's why all of our breweries cold lager to give Coors Light its signature crisp taste. It's why we cold filter to ensure brilliance and clarity. And it's why we package cold to seal in Coors Light's refreshing flavor. Because we believe every climb deserves a refreshing finish. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility.
The Learfield Director's Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Director's Cup.
Papa John's and the Fighting Illini are teaming up to bring you Illini 50 Days. On game day, get 50% off regular menu-priced online orders at PapaJohns.com when you enter promo code Illini50. Plus, use the code again the day after an Illini victory.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Offer valid online only at regular menu-priced items at participating locations through June 30th, 2017. Not valid with any other coupons or discounts. Limited delivery area. Delivery fee may apply and is not subject to discount offer. Taxes extra.
Welcome back to College Park, Maryland, everybody. Brian Barnhart with Doug Altenberger as the Illini come in. Six straight wins. They are now 10-3. Maryland is 12-1. They have won five in a row since a loss to Pitt. Their only blemish on the season. The Illini starting the Big Ten season today. The last 17 Big Ten openers, the Illini are 12-5, trying to get their first Big Ten season opening win on the road since they won at Iowa December 29th. Of 2010, just about 6 years ago. Well, Mark Turgeon in his sixth year now as the head coach of the Maryland Terrapins. He's pretty much won wherever he's been, and he's standing by with Doug Altenberger.
Mark, you guys have 12-1 going into the Big Ten season. You've got a young team, but you've got Mello Trimble. It looks like he's really stepped up leadership-wise.
Yeah, we have a young team. You know, I'm proud of what this team's done to this point. We've won some close games. Haven't played well in some games, but still figured out how to win. And we're playing three freshmen about 28 minutes a game. And those guys, they got some toughness to them, and they're not really afraid of the moment, which has been great for us. And then we have Mello. You know, Mello's taken over those close games, and he has led the team better. You know, I think he gives us all kind of a comfort level out there by the way he plays. He's back to looking like the old Mello. He's really shot the ball well the last couple games. And we have some good pieces, and we have some older guys that are been hurt, nicked up, and hopefully they'll start to play better as the season goes on.
We'll talk a little bit about your young guys. You've got a great recruiting class. These three freshmen have been terrific, but they are freshmen, and consistency is always something when we talk with young guys, but it seems like they've really stepped up and played well here.
They have. They hit a wall already. We played nine games in 23 days, and they hit a wall in there. But they all got pretty good mental toughness. Anthony Cowan's a really good on-ball defender, great point guard. You know, he opens things up for Mello. He takes a lot of pressure off Mello. He always guards the best, you know, usually the best one or two out there. He guards them, and so he's taking a lot of pressure off him, and he gets better every game. Kevin Herter's a big-time shooter. He's also a big-time basketball player. He should just be a senior in high school. That's the scary part, and he's getting better. I got to do a better job as a coach getting him more shots. And Justin Jackson's been a real pleasant surprise. You know, he's 6'7 with a 7'3 wingspan, but can play like a guard. So he's been good for us. Like all young guys, they got to get better defensively, you know, and rebounding and things like that. But they've been terrific for us.
All right, for today's game, what do you think are the keys for Maryland? I mean, what do you think you guys got to do well against Illinois to win?
Well, they're so balanced, and they have great depth, and they're a lot older than we are. So it kind of scares you. They got a couple 6-year seniors. We're playing some young guys. So, you know, we got to defend well. Our post defense has to be good. Our rebounding has to be terrific. We're not a great rebounding team, and I think Illinois is a good rebounding team. So that's going to be paramount for us. And then, you know, we got to get out and do some things offensively. We got to get ourselves going. But it's going to be a tough one. They're a big, strong team and a good team, and they're playing well. John's done a nice job with this group.
Okay, well, for many of the Illini fans, they don't remember what a terrific player you were at Kansas, and you played under a great coach, Larry Brown. Do you stay in touch with Larry?
Yeah, I talked to Coach quite a bit. He's been a good friend of mine, and he's really helped me through a lot of times. But I say all the time I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Larry Brown. You know, he was really tough on you as a player. I thought I knew everything when I went to him and realized I didn't know much. But he actually spent some time with John. This he came out and did a clinic for him, I think, and spent a couple days out of Illinois. Really likes their staff. So but he's terrific, and he's kind of a an ambassador for all of us now. He just wants to give back to the game. So talk to him often, but he's been great for me.
What are some of the keys that you learned from him when you guys won that national championship at Kansas?
Well, I think number one, that if you're an inch out of place, you got to tell that kid. And Coach was the best at that, doing that. And that you never stop trying to teach. You never stop trying to get better. You know, he was always teaching, always coaching, never taking a day off. And if you won 10 in a row, it didn't matter. You know, you were always trying to get this one guy better. And you're only as good as your worst player. And he was always trying to make that guy better, too. And he just taught me that you need to teach. And he also said if you enjoy it, you're not working for a living, which is true. If you really enjoy coaching basketball and being on the floor, which is what we all really enjoy, it's a great way to make a living.
Mark, good luck tonight. And, Brian, back to you.
All right. Thank you, Doug Altenberger. Thank you, Coach Mark Turgeon. If you're having car troubles, Reynolds Towing's available to help. Be sure to call Reynolds Towing at 217-337-0913, 217-337-0913. When we come back to Maryland, head coach John Gross will join us. We get ready to play the Terrapins. This is the pregame show from Learfield.
Ready to take your game to the next level? Become a pro college football fan. Only with Xfinity X1. With X1, you get ESPN Goal Line for total coverage across every conference. Switch to an Xfinity X1 double play from Comcast and save when you bundle TV and internet. Plus, get ESPN Goal Line and the X1 Sports app. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
The Cooper Tire Take the Money and Run event is back this fall with a reward of up to $70 with the purchase of a new set of four qualifying tires. Choose from the all-terrain Discover AT3, the all-season CS5 Ultra Touring Tire, the pavement gripping Xeon RS3 G1s, or lots of other great Cooper tires. Visit CooperTire.com for reward forms, terms, and conditions, or visit a participating Cooper dealer near you. And get up to $70 back on Cooper Tires at Neil Tire and Auto Service. Find one of 25 locations at NeilTire.com.
We all have our mountains, the challenges that push us further. At Coors Light, our mountain is brewing the world's most refreshing beer. That's why all of our breweries cold lager to give Coors Light its signature crisp taste. It's why we cold filter to ensure brilliance and clarity. And it's why we package cold to seal in Coors Light's refreshing flavor. Because we believe every climb deserves a refreshing finish. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility.
Martin One Source is the one stop for all your high-quality, high-definition commercial printing needs. Martin One Source also provides high-quality promotional products and corporate apparel to enhance your image. From black and white forms to four-color annual reports, pens to electronic items, to logo jackets for major clients, Martin One Source's 26-plus years of commitment to quality assures your materials will have the high-quality look and feel to maintain your corporate image. For more information, visit martinonesource.com or call 217-398-5000.
When it comes to being energy efficient, even little changes can make a big difference. That's why Ameren Illinois gives customers simple ways to save energy and money. From discounts on light bulbs that use 80% less energy to quick and easy upgrades for every room in your house. Learn how easy it is to save at amerenillinois.com/savingsmadeeasy. Ameren Illinois. Energy at work.
Assumption. Planting at high speed always delivers greater productivity. Reality. It's not only how fast you plant, but how well you plant. At Case IH, we challenge you to rethink productivity. Just because you can plant fast doesn't mean you should. Instead, match your planter speed to field conditions for peak performance and consistency. Because high-efficiency farming is measured at the end of the season, not at the end of the day. Learn more about high-efficiency farming with Case IH at caseih.com/seedbed.
It's Illinois basketball. We start the Big Ten season today here in College Park, Maryland. Coach John Gross joins us. And, Coach, always talk about the different points of a season. We've got another kind of a mile marker here as we start the Big Ten race today.
Yeah, we're excited, obviously. You know, 18-game gauntlet and, you know, one day at a time, you know, getting better. We practiced really well the last 3 days and, obviously playing a good Maryland team here this afternoon. So one game at a time, one day at a time, we're going to enjoy it. We're going to embrace the challenge. And I've got an older team. They know how important it is to not get too high and not get too low and stay somewhere in the middle and do what we do regardless. And, you know, we're excited to start this journey here in season two today.
Well, I know it's what a difference a year makes, because last year we were going through so many injuries and we got to this point of the year and we just didn't quite know who was going to play and when they were going to play. Now you kind of got it. You've got a pattern down. You've got guys coming in for different guys and different situations. Seems to be settling in.
Yeah, we're getting a little bit more of a rhythm, you know. And yeah, I've told people they're going to have to get used to us. I was serious about the strength and numbers deal. I mean, I think, you know, even we've had a couple guys who haven't played here recently that got to be ready to go. And, be used, you know, in situations where they bring their strengths to the table and be ready to go here in league play. You know, it's you know, it truly is. I tell them all the time, iron sharpens iron, and we've got to continue to sharpen each other and to continue to keep getting better. You know, we did that here throughout the last 4 weeks. I thought we really improved. And now we've got to continue to take additional steps.
As you know, I think what makes the conference race so interesting is that it's like you go from playing people you don't know that well, you just see them once in a while, to playing your brothers, basically. I mean, everybody kind of knows what everybody else is doing.
There's no doubt about that. You know, scouting starts to get ramped up and amped up, and guys have a tendency to know each other's tendencies, both, you know, offensively, defensively, and then personnel tendencies as well. So, yeah, it is what it is. We know theirs, or a good portion of theirs. They know a good portion of ours. I really think this time of year, it's a, you know, when you get into league play, it really comes down to, you know, players making winning plays, having great discipline, having a toughness about you to execute what it is that you need to do to help your team win that possession. And so many of these games, you know, come down to the last 4 or 5 minutes, as you know, a lot of them have, certainly in our tenure. And you know, you've got to be able to have some toughness and be able to adapt and adjust as well throughout the game. But I really think it comes down to toughness and making winning plays.
Well, speaking of that, Maryland is 12-1. Six wins this year they've had by 6 points or less, three of those by 1 point. So they've been in some real tough games.
Yeah, that's usually an indicator of great guard play. And it really, you know, their team starts with Cowan and Trimble. I mean, those two guys together are just terrific at making guys better, scoring the ball themselves, playing in pick and rolls, penetrating the paint. You know, they really igniting their transition game, pesky on-ball defenders. I mean, those two guys really do a great job for them, and really they're playing two point guards with Cowan and Trimble.
We'll take a break. Back to Maryland after this timeout in the Big Ten opener. This is the pregame show from Learfield.
Hey, Fighting Illini fans. Choose Health Alliance for your healthcare coverage, and you'll join an elite team. Here's a breakdown of how Health Alliance scores on the competition. Let's start with our local, helpful customer service reps. Add in our large network of top-notch doctors and hospitals. Then top it off with helpful extras, like pharmacy programs to save you money, fitness discounts that keep you active, and a 24-hour anytime nurse line to answer your health questions. And that's only the beginning. We also have an easy-to-use member website to help you stay on top of your coverage. We connect with you on social media to keep you up to date. And we have two interactive web tools to help you take control of your health and your costs. Just like the players during a game, you need to be prepared for whatever happens next. And with Health Alliance, you will be, because we give you insurance for real life. With our headquarters in Urbana, right down the road from Campus Town, it's smart to choose the home team for your healthcare coverage needs. Learn more at healthalliance.org.
Your love for the Fighting Illini runs deep. You're the one cheering loudest and bringing it home. You carry the official Visa Rewards card of the Fighting Illini. You earn points every day on all of your purchases, with no fees, no annual fee, no balance transfer fee, no cash advance fee, and now no foreign transaction fee. The official Visa Rewards card of the University of Illinois can't be beat. The Fighting Illini, the U of I Community Credit Union, and you, we're in the game together. Apply today at IlliniCard.org. That's IlliniCard.org. RG.
Coke Zero goes with things like this. This. And this. Coke Zero tastes like this.
He shoots! He scores!
It sounds like this. It feels like this. So when the game is on, try it with this. Coke Zero. Real Coca-Cola taste. Zero calories, zero sugar.
The benefits I've seen working with Bex, the biggest one was stock quality and yield. With Bex being able to source different traits, I can get better varieties that fit my soil type. Even on some of my worst fields, I have great yields. It's just been outstanding.
For more of the story behind Bex Corn Performance, visit BexHybrids.com.
State Farm knows that life is like college basketball. Having the right combination can make all the difference. Driving to the rim and singing fight songs.
Fight, fight, fight with all your might.
good combination. Driving to the mall and singing fight songs.
Shop, shop, shop until we drop, drop,
Dad.
Drop.
Dad!
And I will stop, stop, stop.
Dad combination. At State Farm, we know the power of a good combination. Talk to an agent for help combining your home and auto into a plan that's right for you. State Farm, here to help life go right.
It's Illinois and Maryland here as we kick off the Big Ten season. Again, John Gross with us here as we get ready for this one. Those two, one guy you mentioned, Cowan, is a young player, freshman, and then Herter is another freshman who is also having a good freshman year.
He is. You know, obviously they've got some really good young players. Herter's having a good year. Justin Jackson's having a good year. They start three freshmen, those guys have gotten invaluable experience through the course of their first 13 games. And, you know, obviously they're going to bring that to league play.
Tell me about the identity. Mark Turgeon's been coaching a long time, Texas A&M, other spots, usually successful where he's been. Give me the style, the identity of his team.
Well, they usually play a lot of man-to-man. They've continued to do that here this season. They will sprinkle in some full-court pressure. Diamond, where they're really aggressive, maybe some 1-2-2-3 quarter-court pressure where they'll occasionally trap, use it more as a shot clock shrinker. But other than that, it's primarily man-to-man, and kind of what you see is what you get. I really think it starts with those two guards. I mean, those two guards ignite everything they're doing at both ends of the floor.
Is that pretty much how they're different? Because they had Lehman last year. They had Diamond Stone kind of going to this guard-oriented play?
Yes, because last year they had great size. Obviously, I watched last year's film, and, you know, with Carter and Lehman and Stone and Dodd, who we, aren't sure if he'll be available today or not. Maybe he will be. I think he gives them a different presence inside. But they're a little bit different team.
Those are the comments of head coach John Gross here from College Park, Maryland. We come back, the State Farm combination of the game with Doug Altenberger next from Maryland. This is the pregame show from Learfield.
There's people who care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get up.
The American spirit.
Planning a trip to see the Fighting Illini? Stay at the official hotel of Fighting Illini Athletics, the Hyatt Place Champaign in downtown Champaign. Enjoy a perfect night's rest in a luxurious Hyatt Grand bed and a complimentary and tasty breakfast each morning. And celebrate victory with a cocktail in our bar. And be sure to experience local dining too, with countless options steps from your front door. A true local experience with a downtown twist. Book your room today at HyattPlaceFightingIllini.com.
Martin One Source is the one stop for all your high quality, high definition commercial printing needs. Martin One Source also provides high quality promotional products and corporate apparel to enhance your image. From black and white forms to four color annual reports, pens to electronic items to logo jackets for major clients, Martin One Source's 26 plus years of commitment to quality assures your materials will have the high quality look and feel to maintain your corporate image. For more information, visit MartinOneSource.com or call 217-398-5000.
Coke Zero goes with things like this. This. And this. Coke Zero tastes like this.
He shoots! He scores!
It sounds like this. It feels like this. So when the game is on, try it with this. Coke Zero. Real Coca-Cola taste. Zero calories, zero sugar.
Hey, Fighting Illini fans, choose Health Alliance for your healthcare coverage and you'll join an elite team. Here's a breakdown of how Health Alliance scores on the competition. Let's start with our local, helpful customer service reps. Add in our large network of top-notch doctors and hospitals. Then top it off with helpful extras, like pharmacy programs to save you money, fitness discounts that keep you active, and a 24-hour anytime nurse line to answer your health questions. And that's only the beginning. We also have an easy-to-use member website to help you stay on top of your coverage. We connect with you on social media to keep you up to date. And we have two interactive web tools to help you take control of your health and your costs. Just like the players during a game, you need to be prepared for whatever happens next. And with Health Alliance, you will be, because we give you insurance for real life. With our headquarters in Urbana, right down the road from Campus Town, it's smart to choose the home team for your healthcare coverage needs. Learn more at healthalliance.org.
get ready for this one here in Maryland. Let's get to the report from State Farm. The combination of the game presented by State Farm. When you have the right combination, great things happen.
Well, I think defensively, they've got to slow down Tremble. When he penetrates, as well as Cowan, good things happen offensively for Illinois. And then taking care of the basketball, John talked about playing with poise. And I think they need to feed the post. Morgan and Thorne have been a real asset for him, getting the ball down low.
Those are the State Farm combinations of the game. Talk to an agent about combining your home and auto into a plan that's right for you. Here to help life go right, State Farm. That is our pregame show. It's Illinois and Maryland. The Big Ten opener from College Park is next. This has been the pregame show from Learfield.
Of all of life's twists and turns, it's the ones we don't see coming that offer the greatest reward. At Carle, we don't just keep up with changes in healthcare. We lead them. Adapting the latest research